Hello.
Hey, Sheldon, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, you just talk about, you know, you guys are 6-7, but still kind of in, I guess, the playoff run up there with a cluttered AFC. Can you talk about, you know, your chances and what this game means to you guys?
You know, man, we're going in. Every game's a playoff game for us now. That's how we got to look at it. That's what our season has come down to. So, and that's the focus of the team right now.
What do you see out of this Carolina team? I know the offense struggled last week. What do you see out of them?
They struggled last week, but they most definitely hit a high streak with the offense, and Cam's been keeping drives alive, and they did everything they needed to be. They got to get wins.
Sheldon, did you visit Carolina on a pre-draft visit?
I did.
Did you meet with them in the combine or anything, or did you get any sense that they were looking at you?
Combine. I'm trying to remember all the team. I met with everybody at the combine, so it was kind of hard. But I talked to them.
What's been the key to your success? You've had it put together, you know, a nice rookie season to this point.
Just being, staying humble, man, and doing what I've been doing that got me drafted. Just critiquing my technique every boom on, and I've just been trying to get better every day, though.
What's been the biggest adjustment you've had to make, you know, moving up to this level?
Biggest adjustment? Just staying consistent in a run game, and most definitely anchoring.
You and Star, two guys people talk about as Rookie of the Year honors there. Is it tougher, though, for you guys because you don't put up as big a numbers on a defensive lineman as maybe a linebacker or somebody like that?
Is it tough? I mean, hey, I just do what I can. As long as you win the ball games, it's enough for me. So I'm pretty sure it goes the same for him. And Star's been balling. He's been having a rookie of the Year campaign, too. So I'm glad, actually.
Glad about what?
Oh, glad, you know, some competition, man. It was pretty good. You know, coming into the draft, it was me, him, and Sharif. And we still competing, so I'm liking that. Nobody fell off.
Did you know Star very well at all? Did you get to meet him?
I met him at the combine, pre-draft stuff. And just most definitely just got to know him a little bit. A few jokes in there. And then, you know, we got drafted. And here we are now.
Seems like you might talk a little bit more than he does.
Probably. Just a little bit more. I brought the conversation to him.
Was it kind of like pulling teeth?
No, not at all. He probably just don't want to talk to you.
Hey, Sheldon, this Panthers rushing attack, you know, obviously you guys have one of the best rushing defenses in the league, but these guys are going to be down Jonathan Stewart. How does that affect your approach against the Carolinas, against the Panthers?
I'm sorry, I didn't get out of the question.
You guys have the second best rushing defense in the league, and the Panthers are going to be down Jonathan Stewart this week. How does that affect your approach against this team?
You know, focus on Cam Newton and the passing downs, because that's how he keeps the drive going, is breaking the pocket and getting the first downs, keeping defenses on the field. And most definitely got to maintain Mr. Williams.
You guys have allowed the last couple of games, 130, 150 yards, way above what you'd average the first 11 games. What's been the difference the last few weeks?
People hitting us on our edges a little bit. Need to tighten up on that. They hit us for a big chunk of yards. Was most of his yardage. And, you know, that's just how it happened.
Did you say earlier, Sheldon, something about anchoring?
Yeah.
Tell us what that looks like to you.
What that looks like to me?
Yeah.
Just holding up to a point of attack. You know, not getting pushed back, not getting some knocking back on the offensive lineman. Star does it often.
Yeah.
So watch film on him. There are a few teams we can play.
Have you kept tabs of Sharif and Star this year?
Not tabs. It's just, you know, when we get film from everybody. So when you're watching film, and you see teams playing other teams, I just happen to notice who players I done came out of the draft with.
Right. Did what's it been like being in the city, man, or at least North Jersey?
North Jersey's quiet, man. I stay in a little quiet place, to myself, homebody. and you know, just trying to stay focused and get as many wins as possible.
What is y'all's mindset? I mean, it seems like it's kind of you got to kind of lay everything out and try to win all three of these to have a chance, right?
Most definitely, just to have a chance too. So you know, don't got to depend on a few people to lose. But you know, it's a playoff mentality for the team, though.
You mentioned Cam earlier. I don't know if you guys have seen a quarterback like Cam. What does he do especially well?
He can create plays, man. Pick a breakdown. He can extend the play and strike you deep, even touchdowns. So you got to make sure you can maintain it. Man, he can hurt you with his arm and his feet. You know, that's kind of repetitive, but most definitely is effective.
Did New Orleans kind of lay out a pretty successful blueprint to keep these guys bottled up?
A little bit, not too much. You know, he still got it in the pocket a little bit, but you know, most definitely, they did a lot of work for him, though.
Hey, wanted to ask you too, just what's your best wreck story?
My best wreck story?
Yeah.
when he told me one of the plays in the playbook, that was kind of funny.
What do you mean?
I can't even tell you the name. It's not PG-13. I can tell you it's a funny name to a play, man. I thought he was playing at first, but everybody was like, no, that's seriously a play.
Hey, he's told us today that he kind of got some good insider tips from his brother on the Panthers, because of course these guys played the Saints last week with Rob Ryan.
Right.
Has he shared any of those with you guys?
Not yet. But I'm pretty sure he'd do it in afternoon meetings.
I think we're good, Sheldon. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you.
Appreciate the time.
You too, man.